Welcome to Beginner's Guide to One Piece, Episode 42, Anime Episode 34. I'm your host, Golios. With me, Barker, Bones, and Eisenhoft. And Barker, who is a beginner to the series, will be our guide. Barker, what happened in Episode 34?
The title of Episode 34, it was Reunited. Usopp tells Nami's true story, which, if you think about it, there's actually a spoiler in the title right there, because we're not supposed to know something. But we begin with a recap, as we often do, where we see Sanji's ship with Luffy and Sanji and Yosaku. So Luffy, Sanji, and Yosaku crash on Sanji's ship through the forest, dig a big furrow in the field as they smash into a cliff wall after plowing into Zoro. And so we see all that again. And then we see Johnny saying that Nami killed Usopp. And everybody's freaking out about that. Luffy's very angry with Johnny for saying that. He has total faith in Nami. And even when she, you know, tells them, you know, because she shows up and she tells them that, you know, she has betrayed them all, and she tells them to get lost, to get off this island, or they will surely be killed. Sanji, by the way, is instantly in love again as he sees Nami. And Zoro charges Nami, but Sanji blocks his path and they start arguing, you know. And Nami, to prove her point, she turns her body so they can see Arlong's tattoo on her arm. And she, you know, says she just got close to them so that she could get money. And Luffy just simply can't accept this. He can't believe any of it. He will not believe it. And so he just goes to sleep. He just falls back on his back and crashes down on the ground and is snoring. And now we notice that Nami has a black glove on her left hand, and that her hand is trembling. And suddenly she loses her cool and she shouts that they can just go ahead and die, and she runs off. And meanwhile, that kid in the orange shirt is leading Nojika to the coast, where they, the villagers of Gosa have gathered, and they see a marine ship has arrived to save them from Arlong and his crew. And it is a ship of the 77th Fleet. And on the ship, we see a squad of marines being addressed by their commander. And the mission, we haven't seen the commander's face yet, but the mission is to rescue the survivors of Gosa Village. And the commander wants to eliminate Arlong and his gang. And so over at Arlong Park, Arlong is talking about, you know, they're like, hey, there's a ship out there. And Arlong suggests, well, we should bribe them the way that we do business with the other commander. And then suddenly the Marines go ahead and fire a cannonball at Arlong Park. And it sails over the wall and it sails right down straight at Arlong. And Arlong opens his mouth wide, catches the cannonball in his shark teeth, and shatters the cannonball. And even his own men are shocked by this. He's so powerful. And of course, now he says, well, now there will be no negotiation. And the mermen all cheer. They're going to go fight and kill the Marines. But Chu says, well, that we don't need the whole gang to just take out the trash. He can do it with Hachi and their other buddy, the merman who doubted Nami earlier. So then we go out to the marine ship, and all of a sudden we see Chu burst up from the water into the air, and he like sort of does this sort of spit shoot where he like spits water or some kind of pellet or something, and he fires that out of his mouth and takes out one of the guys on the deck. And then he lands on the deck, he confronts the Marines, and then we see the commander of that ship he introduces himself as General Purin Purin of the 77th Fleet. And he has a very fancy purple hairstyle, this guy. And Chu doesn't even let him keep talking. He spit shoots him, knocks him back, and then we see that merman who had doubted Nami is underwater, and he is ripping off the rudder of their ship. And down on the ocean floor, we see Hachi is pushing an underwater reef into a swift current, and he creates a whirlpool that sucks the ship down. So back on the shoreline, Nojika, the boy, and the villagers, they all watch the ship sink. There is no escape from Arlong's rule. And Arlong, back at Arlong Park, congratulates his men, and they say, oh, it was no sweat, you know. And they also compliment Nami's sea charts that were helpful to them. It helps them to know these waters so well. You know, if they could have her make maps of everything, then they could rule all of the seas. And Arlong says, yeah, it's too bad that, you know, I've got to let her go once she gives me the, you know, 100 berry. And Hachi can't believe that Arlong would let her go. But Arlong says, no, he's bound to his word in deals involving money. Except, I don't know, something about the way he says it makes me go, all right, we'll see. Meanwhile, Luffy is still sleeping. And Yosaku and Johnny beg the others to run. But now Zoro says that, no, he follows his captain's lead. And so he sits down, and Yosaka and Johnny just bail. They're like, well, we're not going to die. Good luck. Goodbye. And Sanji sits down against a tree, and they just sit there for a while. And Sanji wonders aloud why Nami was crying. And Zoro hadn't even noticed she was crying. What? She felt guilty for killing Usopp? And Sanji's like, does he seriously think that she killed that long-nosed guy? And then we see the long nose guy. We see Usopp running. That weird blanket that he was wrapped in the end of the last episode is coming off. I don't know what that thing is or where it came from, but it's flying off of him. And Usopp, you know, is going over everything that happened in his mind, and we're seeing what he's remembering, how Nami stabbed her own left hand so that she could let him go, basically, so that he could fall into the water and escape. And, you know, we're back with Zoro and Sanji, and Zoro happens to call Nami Komono, which is like a little servant. In the subtitles, it says that Sanji thinks that he means Nami has childlike features, a.k.a. she is flat-chested, and that makes him very angry. I'm like, okay, whatever. But Sanji attacks Zoro. And then Usopp runs right up between them just as they're colliding, and he takes Sanji's boot right in the face. And the next thing we see, Luffy is bringing Usopp back to consciousness. And then Usopp begins to fill them in on the truth about Nami. And meanwhile, Nojika comes home to her house to find Nami has trashed the place in frustration. And she's sitting at the table. She has her head down. She has the map out in front of her. And Nojika sits down with Nami and reminds her that she can tell her foster sister anything. And Nami is realizing that she tried to erase Luffy and friends from her heart, but she is now overwhelmed by the memory of all their good times. And we see a montage of their good times on the ship, where Nami kept winning at cards, or Luffy tried to plug a leak in the hull with his mouth and blew up like a balloon. And we see Nami laughing and being exhilarated by the times that she was with them, and she wishes that she could be with them forever. And Nami falls asleep, and her sister remarks to herself that for Nami, friend is the most difficult word of all. Meanwhile, back with the guys, and Usopp finishes his story, and the crew are all deciding what to do when Nojika arrives, and she says she'll tell them why Nami must stay with Arlong, but then they've got to leave the island. And Luffy's like, I'll pass, and he just walks past them all and goes for a walk. He doesn't care about Nami's past. You know, he's just not interested. You know, he believes in her and that's all he needs. And the others say that they will listen, although Zoro actually sits down and immediately falls asleep, much to Usopp's chagrin. Meanwhile, we see that a ship of the 16th Fleet has docked, and Commander Nozomi, the little mousy guy with the mousy ears and the whiskers, the one who's been taking bribes from Arlong, he calls out for the leader. Genzo steps forward, and Nozomi commands Genzo to escort him to Nami's house. Meanwhile, Nojika starts telling her and Nami's story to the boys. 8 years ago, she and her sister were little foster sisters living with their foster mom, and they will never forget her. Her name was Bellemere.
Who is General Purin Purin?
This is General Purin Purin of the 77th Fleet. He is a Marine commander with a white Marine commander's coat, general's coat, with all the customary epaulets and decorations. He also has a green scarf and a very elaborate purple hairstyle. Also a beaded wrist band.
Who is Commander Nozomi?
The character in the center of frame is Commander Nozomi, who is the naval Marine commander who has been taking money from Arlong. Nozomi wears the uniform of a Marine commander with the shoulder epaulets. He also has an interesting hood combined with his hat that incorporates what appear to be little mouse ears. And he also has some facial hair that evokes the look of a mouse or a rat, as well as a goatee.
Who is Genzo?
The village leader is pictured in the foreground of the villagers. This is Genzo, wearing the military policeman's cap and the brown pants and brown military shirt and sandals. And if you were able to get close to Genzo, you would see that his body is also laced with many scars.
Who is Bellemere?
This is Bellemere, the foster mother of Nami and Nojiko. This is the first time that we've seen her face. She's a very happy woman with pink reddish hair and seems to have a cigarette in her mouth.
What was the setting in this episode?
We had many settings in this episode. We had Arlong Park. We had the area of the ocean around the naval ships, both the ship from the 77th Fleet and also from the 16th Fleet. And so we were spending time on top of the decks of those ships, also underwater with the rudder. There was a moment where we were on the bottom of the ocean, where Hachi was pushing a reef. And we also spent time inland in the area where Sanji's ship crashed through the field into the cliff. We also spent some time in Nami's childhood home. And there was a brief moment, a flashback or two, where we got to see either Nami's chart-making room or the moment where she pretended to stab Usopp and Usopp fell into the water. There was a path that Usopp ran down to catch up with the group. And we had flashbacks that took place aboard the Going Merry when the crew was having fun together.
What was the combat in this episode?
Probably the biggest combat was the attack by the military ship of the 77th Fleet firing a cannonball into Arlong Park, which Arlong actually caught in his teeth and shattered with his shark-like teeth. He responded by sending three of his finest mermen to attack and sink the Navy Marine ship, which they did through a variety of means. Chu fired spitballs, taking out two members of the crew, while his fellow merman ripped the rudder off the underside of the ship, and Hachi, on the ocean floor, pushed a reef and positioned it in a current so that it would create a whirlpool that would suck the Navy ship down. We also had little bits of antagonism between our friends, but nothing that came to any real blows except for an unfortunate kick to Usopp's face by Sanji that was not intended. There was also a flashback to seeing what really happened to Usopp and how Nami purposefully stabbed her own hand to make it seem like she was stabbing Usopp in the gut.
Very good. Do we have any last thoughts on this episode?
Well, I continue to enjoy Luffy's attitude about things. I think it's really fun how when everybody else gets upset, he just shrugs it off or goes to sleep. He's a very interesting character. I also do think that the title was a bit of a spoiler, that we weren't supposed to know that Usopp was already alive. So I think they could have done a little better job on that. But yes, I'm looking forward to hearing the story of Bellemare.
Yaha, very good. And so this will conclude, indeed, our impressions and guide on anime episode 34. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on Beginner's Guide to One Piece. Yar.